The following is a Govardhan Puja lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on October 29th, 2008, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Ajnanitya Vanandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadam Haiyam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, today is the most auspicious day, Govardhan Puja. Srila Prabhupada explains when Krishna appeared.
Srila Prabhupada aiškina, kai Krishna atėjo.
All over the universe, people knew that Krishna had appeared on the earth as a cowherd boy.
Tai visoje visatoje buvo žinoma, kad Krishna apsireiškė kaip piemenukas.
But some personalities, they couldn't understand how is it possible.
Bet kai kurios asmenybės nelabai suprato, kaip tai įmanoma.
One of those personalities was Indra, the king of heaven.
Viena iš tokių asmenybių buvo Indra.
Even Brahmaji became bewildered. And he tested Krishna to see if he was really God or not.
Brahma buvo labai sutrikęs ir jis patikrino, ar Krishna iš tikrųjų yra Dievas.
That is another lila, Brahma Vimohana lila. So, in the Vrindavan village, it is a farming mercantile village. And the farmers, there's one thing they depend on, the agriculturalists, they depend on the rain.
Ir nuo ko priklauso to kaimo žmonės, tai yra nuo lietaus.
So, according to the Vedic system, the people, they worship various demigods to fulfill their material desires.
Ir vedinės sistemoje žmonės garbino vairius pusdienius, kad jie išpildytų jų materialius troškimus.
Actually, that is for the less intelligent class.
Bet iš tikrųjų tai yra skirta žemesnio intelekto žmonėms.
Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna aiškina apie tai Bhagavad Gita.
Kamaistaishtaira hitagyana prapajyantenya devata tamtam niyamamashtaya pakritta niyatasvaya. That those persons who have lost their intelligence, they worship the demigods.
Tos asmenybės, kurios pametė savo protą, jos garbina pusdievius.
Those who are actually enlightened with spiritual knowledge,
o tie, kurie yra apšviesti su dvasinėm žiniom,
they simply worship Krishna and get all their desires fulfilled.
Jie paprasčiausiai garbina Krishna ir taip pat jų troškimai išsipildo.
This is also stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Tai taip pat aiškinama Srimad Bhagavatam.
Akama sarvakamova mokshakama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. That whatever your desire, whether you desire material things,
kokius troškimus jūs beturėtumėt, ar trokštumėt ko nors materialaus?
Whether you want to merge and achieve moksha?
Ar jūs norėtumėte išsivaduoti, gauti moksha?
Or whether you want to become free from all material desires?
Ar jūs norite visiškai išsivaduoti nuo materialių troškimų?
By becoming a devotee,
tapdami atsidavusiuoju,
you should always worship Krishna.
Jūs visada turite garbinti Krishna.
So, it wasn't really proper that the Brijbasis were worshipping Indra. Krishna wanted to put a stop to it. So they were preparing the big Indra Yagya. Now Krishna came to his father and he was inquiring from his father and the elder members of the village.
Taigi Krishna atėjo, pradėjo teirautis pas savo tėvą, pas vyresniuosius.
Why are you doing this?
Kodėl tu čia viską taip darai?
Actually, Krishna doesn't have to make such inquiry. He's God. He's in the heart of all living beings. He already knew exactly why they were doing this. But he's playing the part of a small boy. So he wants to inquire, "My dear father, why are you doing this?" Kim palam? What will be the result of this? You want to know, what is the result? If we're going to do some sacrifice, there should be some result. If there's no result, then why do it, you see? Why, out of some superstition, we should do something if there's no result we get from it? Just like we are chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, because we are getting some result. We are experiencing transcendental bliss.
Tam, kad gautume kažkokį tai rezultatą, kad mes jaučiame transcendentinę palaimą.
We're not doing it out of some blind faith or out of some stupid superstition, you see.
Ir mes nedarome to iš aklo tikėjimo arba iš kvailų prietarų.
So, Krishna was inquiring from his father, why are you doing this?
Ir todėl Krishna teiravosi pas savo tėvą, kodėl tu tai darai?
And he explained, "My dear boy, we are a Vaishya community, we depend on the rain."
Tada jisai paaiškino, mano brangus mažas berniuk, mes esame vaišiuose ir priklausome nuo lietaus.
And Indra is the supplier of the rain, so we must please him.
O Indra yra lietaus tiekėjas ir mes turim jį patenkinti.
But then Krishna did a very amazing thing.
Bet tada Krishna labai įdomiai.
He started to preach atheism to his father.
Pasielgė ir jis pradėjo pamokslauti ateizmą savo tėvui.
Just see, here is God himself and he is preaching atheism. He's saying there's no reason to worship any God. Because even if there is a God, then he is obliged to give you the result of your work. He is God, is not independent. Whatever work you do, he has to give you the result of your work. So there's no need to worship this Indra. We are a mercantile community. I mean, an agricultural community. So what is important is for us is the cows and Govardhan Hill.
Kas mums svarbu, tai yra mūsų karvės ir Govardhanos kalnas.
So you should forget this Indra worship, you simply worship Govardhan Hill.
Taigi pamiršk Indros garbinimą ir garbink Govardhaną.
So the father, he thought, well, I'll make a compromise with Krishna.
Ir tėvas mąstė, kaip čia kokį kompromisą su Krishna.
He said, okay.
Jisai pasakė,
gerai. We'll worship Govardhan and we'll worship Indra both.
Yes. Garbinsime Govardhaną, bet taip pat pagarbinsime ir Indrą.
But Krishna said, but it's so much work to get together the yagya, all the paraphernalia for the yagya.
Ir tada Krishna paprieštarau, bet tiek daug reikia ruoštis, kad surinkti visus tuos reikmenis yagyai.
To prepare two yagyas, that would be a big overendeavor.
Nes paruošti dvi yagyas, tai jau bus per daug pastangų.
So there's no need for overendeavor, my dear father.
Todėl nereikia taip stengtis, mano brangus tėve.
You simply take all the paraphernalia you've gotten ready for the Indra Yagya and I'll use it for a Govardhan Puja. So the father relented, okay. And the first Govardhan Puja was celebrated. And Krishna, he took a... Actually, they were offering huge quantity of foodstuff now to Govardhan.
Tada jie pasiūlė Govardhanui daugybę didelį kiekį maisto.
And Krishna assumed a huge, huge form. And showed that he was non-different from Govardhan. And he was eating all of this food that they were offering. He was devouring it. And no matter how much they would bring, all the Brijabasis were huge quantities of foodstuffs they were bringing, you see. Rice, dal, sabji. It's a huge, there's a list given here in the Krishna book. So many foodstuffs they brought. Where is that list? Yes, here's rice, dal, halava, pakora, puri.
Rizhi, dalas, halava, puri, pakoras.
Sweet balls.
Saldus rutuliukai.
Sandeshas. Rasagula.
Rasagulas.
Ladus.
Ladu.
So many preps they were bringing, you see. Huge quantity. And no matter how much they brought to feed Krishna, he was not satisfied. So this gigantic form of Krishna, he started yelling, demanding more, more, bring more, bring more. In Sanskrit language, it's aniyor, 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 aniyor. He kept yelling out, aniyor, aniyor. Bring more, bring more, bring more.
Neškite dar, neškite dar.
And no matter how much they brought, he was still demanding more, more, aniyor, aniyor, aniyor.
Kiek jie benešė ten visko, jis vis tiek reikalavo dar ir dar ir dar.
Now, if you go on Govardhan Parikrama, and you come around where that part of the hill where this Govardhan Puja was happening,
jūs nukeliausite ten į tą vietą, kur ta visa Govardhana Puja ir Yagya vyko.
You will find a village named Aniyur.
Jūs rasite ten kaimą, kuris taip ir vadinasi Aniyur.
This village is named after that lila.
Tas kaimas būtent ir buvo pavadintas tos
Aniyur village.
Aniyur desh.
Just by Sankarshan Kunda. Is the Aniyur village. So, what to do? Krishna in the form of Govardhan is not being satisfied. They're bringing huge quantities, wagon, one ox cart after another cart, full, huge ox carts full of this Bhaga, but still Krishna in the form of Govardhan is not satisfied. But then Lord Balaram said, just, was it Balaram, Devi? Then Balaram said, just give one tulsi leaf. So they gave one tulsi leaf. And Krishna was immediately satisfied. Therefore, we must always give the tulsi leaf when we make offerings. That way we can always satisfy Krishna. So Krishna in the form of Govardhan was very satisfied. And the first Govardhan Puja was celebrated. It's been going on every year, ever since then, for 5,000 years. And if you go to Vrindavan now, you'll see the temples, huge quantities, mountains of prasadam they offer from this Govardhan Puja.
prie Govardano matytumėte kaip šventyklose.
And they distributed profusely to all the pilgrims.
Aukoja didžiulius kiekius maisto Govardano, po to išplatina.
And so many people, they do the parikrama of Govardhan, thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
Jos piligrimams. Ir šiuo metu tenais tūkstančiai ir tūkstančiai piligrimo eina aplink Govardanos kalną.
So we're very fortunate.
Taigi mes esam labai sėkmingi.
That Govardhan has agreed to appear here in Kaunas.
Kad Govardanas taip pat sutiko apsireikšti ir
in a convenient form.
Tokioje labai patogioje formoje.
Small enough to fit in the temple room.
Tokiu mažu, kad net sutilpo į šventyklą.
So we can all do Govardhan Parikrama here.
Mes taip pat galėsime padaryti Govardhano Parikrama.
This is the mercy of Govardhan.
Tai yra tokia Govardhano malonė.
Govardhan is Krishna himself.
Govardhanas yra pats Krishna.
Just as Krishna expands as Balaram.
Lygiai taip pat, kaip Krishna išskleidžia save į Balaram.
To have his own special pastimes in the form of Balaram.
Kad galėtų turėti tokius ypatingus žaidimus.
Krishna also expands himself as Govardhan.
Balaramos forma ir taip pat Krishna išskleidžia save į Govardhanos formą.
Actually, it's a many amazing stories about Govardhan.
Yra daugybė nuostabiausių istorijų apie Govardhaną.
He was originally on a different planet.
Savo pirminėje būsenoje jisai gyveno kitoje planetoje.
Shalmali Dvip.
Jį vadinasi Shalmali Dvipa.
And there was a sage.
Ir ten gyveno toks išminčius.
Palastya Muni.
Palastya Munis.
He had his ashram near Banaras.
Jis turėjo savo ašramą netoli Benaras, Baranas.
There's no mountains there.
Ten nėra kalnų.
So, Govardhan, he was the son of the Maharaj Dronachal, the king of the mountains.
Govardhanas buvo kalnų karaliumi.
And Palastya Muni, the etiquette was when a sage would come to the king, you see.
Kalnų karalius sūnus ir tada Palastya Munis paprašė jo.
The king would say, whatever benediction you like, I will give you.
Tas karalius pažadėjo, kad Palastya Muni, kad kokiu tu palaiminimu.
So, Palastya Muni said to King Dronachal, I would like to have your son, Govardhan.
Ir tada Palastya Munis paprašė Dronachalos, to karalius, aš noriu tavo sūnaus Govardhano.
I will take him to Benares. I have a very nice place to do my meditation. I can sit on the hill and meditate, you see.
Jis yra sakė, aš turiu labai nuostabę vietą Benarėse. Aš turėsiu tą kalną ten, sėdėsiu ant jo ir medituosiu.
So you can imagine the father, his son is actually an incarnation of Krishna, Govardhan.
Taigi, jūs galite įsivaizduoti to karaliaus.
The father was so attached to his son.
Tai yra pats įsikūnijęs Krishna, jis buvo taip prisirišęs prie savo sūnaus.
But what can you do if you make the sage angry, he'll curse you.
Bet ką jūs darytumėte, jeigu jūs supykdysite išminčių, jis gali prakeikti jus.
So he had to give his son, what could he do?
Taigi jis turėjo atiduoti savo sūnų, nieko nebuvo kas daryti.
But Govardhan, he had something else in mind.
Bet Govardhanas taip pat turėjo pats kai ką tai savo galvoje sugalvojęs.
He knew that in the future Krishna would come.
Jisai žinojo, kad ateityje ateis Krishna.
And he knew that Krishna was not inclined to Benares.
Ir jis žinojo, kad Krishna tai ateis ne į Benaresą.
He knew that Krishna was inclined to Vrindavan.
Jisai žinojo, kad Krishna ateis į Vrindavaną.
So Govardhan didn't want to go to Benares. So he made a special condition on going with the sage.
Tada jisai padarė tokią sąlygą tam, kad vyktų su išminčiu.
He said, yes, I will come with you to Benares.
Jisai pasakė, taip, gerai, aš vykstu su tavimi į Benaresą.
But if for any reason you set me down on the way to Benares, wherever you set me down, I will stay there, I won't go any further.
Bet jeigu pakeliui į Benaresą tu kur nors sustosi, tai nuo ten aš jau niekur nebekeliausiu, aš ten ir liksiu.
So Palastya Muni said, no problem.
Ir tada Palastya Muni sutiko, jokių problemų.
And by his mystic power, he took off flying through space with this huge mountain in his hand.
Ir tada savo mistinių galių dėka jisai pradėjo skristi su
At that time, Govardhan was 64 miles high, a huge mountain. So Palashtra Muni was carrying this huge mountain. But just as he was flying over Braj Mandal, he had this irresistible urge to pass urine. He couldn't control himself. So he sat down Govardhan and answered the call of nature. And then he went to pick up Govardhan to continue on to Benares. And Govardhan wouldn't move. Govardhan had now come to Vrindavan and he wasn't going anywhere. So Palashtra Muni became very, very angry. He said, "I curse you that every day you will become one mustard seed shorter." So that was millions of years ago, you see. So now Govardhan is just a small hill. And he's getting smaller and smaller. He's going more and more into the earth. Every day he's going just one mustard seed down, down, down. As long as Govardhan is still visible on this planet, Kali Yuga will not be able to come on full force. But when Govardhan completely disappears, Jamuna will also dry up. And the full hell of Kali Yuga will break loose. But by this Nama Sankirtan movement, the more we preach, the more we distribute books, the more we distribute prasadam, we are encouraging Govardhan to stay. And by this wonderful Govardhan puja, we are especially encouraging Govardhan to stay, to bless us with his divine presence. But Indra didn't feel that way. That it's so nice they're worshipping Govardhan, an incarnation of Krishna. Indra was furious. He was so angry at the Vrajabasis. How dare they not worship me? Especially that little coward boy, Krishna. He talked them into not worshiping me. He was very, very angry. Indra has a special cloud.
Indra turi labai tokį ypatingą debesį.
Do you know the name of that cloud?
Ar jūs žinote vardą to debesies?
Samvartaka.
Samvartaka debesis.
That is the most devastating cloud in Indra's arsenal.
Tai yra tas debesis, kuris gali visiškai suniokoti viską.
That is the cloud he called when it's time for the universal destruction.
Tai yra tas debesis, kviečiamas, kai ateina visato sunaikinimo laikas.
So we call the Samvartaka.
Jis pakvietė Samvartaka.
And he said, "Go there and destroy those Vrajabasis."
Ir įsakė jam, vyk tenais ir sunaikink tos Vrajabasis.
So Samvartaka, he's under the order of Indra.
Taigi Samvartakai buvo įsakyta Indros.
And he went there and he devastated the Vrajabasis.
Ir jis nuvyko ten ir pradėjo niokoti viską.
Horrible flooding.
Didžiulis potvinis.
It was very fearful for the cows, the calves, the cowherd boys, the cowherd girls. Everyone was in total panic.
Ir tada buvo visi puolė į paniką.
Just like when this tsunami came a few years ago, and the tsunami came, so many people were killed by the tsunami.
Metų, jūs žinote, atėjo tsunamis, buvo tsunamis ir buvo ten tiek daug žmonių nužudyta.
So the tsunami brought it, the Sangha Vartaka made a huge tsunami sweeping Vrindavan, you see.
Taigi panašiai ir Samvartaka atvyko kaip tsunamis šluodamas Vrindavano.
So the Brijabasis, they know no shelter but Krishna.
Ir Brijabasi nežinojo kito prieglobščio, tik tai Krishna.
So they all went running, the cows, the calves, the cowherd boys, the cowherd girls. Everyone went running to Krishna. Please protect us.
Ir visi karvės su viršeliais, piemenys ir piemenukai bėgo pas Krishna ir šaukėsi, Krishna, išgelbėk mus.
So Krishna, he took the little finger of his left hand.
Ir tada Krishna su savo mažuoju kairės pirštu.
And he lifted this huge mountain, Govardhan.
Jis pakėlė Govardhanos kalną.
And he held it on his, held it up in the air on this little finger.
Ir taip ore laikė su savo mažuoju piršteliu.
Can you imagine how amazing that is?
Ar jūs galite įsivaizduoti, koks tai nuostabumas?
If I asked you just to hold your little finger up in the air for 7 minutes,
aš jeigu paprašyčiau bent jau at iškelti savo ranką su mažuoju piršteliu šitai bent 7 minutes palaikyti.
With nothing on it, just holding it up by itself.
Nieko ant jos nelaikant, tiesiog ją pačią palaikyti.
After 2 or 3 minutes, you'd be going, oh. Your arm would be hurting. You see? And Krishna, he lifted a mountain for 7 days. So you can just imagine the amazing transcendental potency of Krishna. He was a 7-year-old boy.
Jisai buvo 7 metų berniukas.
He didn't have to work out at the fitness club.
Bet jam visai nereikėjo eiti treniruotis į štanginę.
This is God.
Čia ir yra Dievas.
So in this way, for 7 continuous days and nights, he held this huge Govardhan mountain on his left hand and protected all the Brijabasis. Indra's plan to kill the Brijabasis, it was frustrated.
Ir Indra, taip stengdamasis nužudyti Brijabasis,
and just as Brahma realized his mistake, Indra also realized his mistake.
Visiškai nusivylė. Ir lygiai taip pat, kaip Brahma suvokė savo klaidą, Indra taip pat taip suvokė.
And he bowed down to Krishna and he performed a yagya, worship of Krishna.
Jisai atvyko pas Krishna, jisai nusilenkė jam ir garbino Krishna.
So that is the amazing story of Govardhan Puja.
Taigi, tokia yra nuostabioji istorija apie Govardhanos Puja.
So, we have to learn from this mistake of Indra.
Taigi, mes turime pasimokyti iš Indros klaidos.
We laugh at Indra's foolishness.
Mes kartais juokiamės iš Indros kvailumo.
But we are also foolish.
Bet mes taip pat esam kvailiai.
Indra thought he was the supreme, you see.
Krishna Indra galvojo, kad jis yra aukščiausias.
Instead of Krishna.
Vietoj to, kad galvotų, kad Krishna yra aukščiausiasis.
But each and every one of us has come to this world with the same mentality, I am the supreme.
Bet mes visi atėjome šitą pasaulį su to pačiu mąstymu, kad aš esu aukščiausias.
That's why we're stuck in the cycle of birth and death.
Ir todėl mes įstrigome tame gimimo ir mirčių rate.
So just as Indra learned his lesson, now we must also learn our lesson. I am not the supreme. I am simply a tiny part and parcel of the Supreme. What is the part meant to do? The part is always meant to serve the whole. You take any object, something produced by nature, or something produced in a factory even, and you will see that the part is always meant to serve the whole. If the part does not serve the whole, it is a broken part. And it has to be repaired. So we are all broken parts. And we require repair. The repairman is the spiritual master. He is the repairman. And ISKCON is the repair shop. So if we will take advantage of this big worldwide repair shop, submit ourselves to our repairman, our spiritual master. And submit ourselves to our repairman, our spiritual master. And we could get free of the disease that Indra had of being proud. There's two ways you can learn. There's the hard way and the easy way. The easy way is to learn by hearing. When we hear how Indra made this big mistake of thinking that he was the Supreme, He had to learn a very painful lesson. If he had just accepted it to begin with when he heard that Krishna was the Supreme, you see, he wouldn't have had to gone through all of that. So we should not make the same mistake that Indra made. When we hear from the sadhus, when we hear from the spiritual master, when we hear from the revealed scriptures that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we should accept it. That's intelligence. We shouldn't think, oh, how can a cowherd boy be the Supreme? You see, many people have a hard time understanding that God could play the part of a cowherd boy. They say, oh yes, there is God, but God is the formless oneness. I'm God, you're God, we're all God. Mayavadi philosophy. Many people will accept that idea of God. They say, well, if I can be God, then I'll agree that the God exists. So what is that? That's ridiculous. They even study the Vedas, you see. They study the commentary of Shankaracharya. And the Mayavadi sannyasis, they would say Namo Narayan to each other. I am Narayan, you're Narayan. Namo Narayan. They call each other Narayan. But in ISKCON, Prabhupada has properly trained us, you see. Everyone is das here. I remember when I first went to our, that time our world headquarters in Los Angeles. I met one of my godbrothers, his name was Narada Muni. And I remember in the Brahmacharya Ashram, I said, "Oh, you are Narada Muni." And he said, I never forget the way he said, "Narada Muni, das."
So,
in the material world, it's considered very bad to be a servant, you see. They think, well, the servant is that lady who sweeps the street, you know. Just like I saw in Tallinn, I mean in Riga, there was some old lady, her job was to sweep the street. She was out there at 6 o'clock in the morning in the cold weather sweeping the street.
Ir jinai kelias anksti ryte, 6 valandą, kai šalta, ir šluoja gatvę.
So in the material world, that's their idea of servant, some lowly person who has to do service for other people.
Tai yra tokia idėja, materialiam pasaulyje tarno, kažkoks vienišas žmogus turi atlikti tarnystę kitam.
And in Krishna consciousness, servant is the most exalted position.
Bet Krishna sąmonėje, tarnas tai yra pati išaukštinta padėtis.
It's so exalted that Krishna himself wants to become a servant. That's why he becomes Sri Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
He wants to be a servant. The more we become servant of the servant, dasa, 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 nu, dasa, the more we become servant of the 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 servant.
Kuo mes labiau norime tapti tarno.
That is our advancement, you see.
Tai tuo labiau mes pažengėme, tai yra mūsų pažanga.
The more you become the humble dust at the lotus feet of the spiritual master.
Kuo jūs labiau nuolankesnis prie dvasinio mokytojo lotuso pėdų.
That is your progress. So this Govardhan Lila is a great lesson for us. This Govardhan Lila is a great lesson for us. That we cannot be proud like Indra. We must simply always humbly serve the Lord. Even if he manifests himself as a simple cowherd boy. Actually, that is the highest position. In the Vaikuntha world, they worship Krishna only as the almighty Narayan. With four arms. It is only the most highly advanced devotees who can worship Krishna and his Govardhan Lila. His Vrindavan Lila. Where he becomes a simple cowherd boy, you see. Some people say, well, I can't believe it that God would want to become a cowherd boy.
Kai kurie žmonės sako, aš netikiu, kad Dievas gali apsireikšti kaip piemenukas.
They have a conception of him like a Varayan, Narayan Vaikuntha conception of God.
Kai kurie žmonės turi tą idėją Narayanos Vaikunthos planetos.
We find this in Christianity.
Mes taip pat su tuo susidūrėme krikščionybėje.
We find this in Islam.
Mes randame tai
ir We find it in Judaism.
Ir
In Judaism, the Jewish religion, the God is the big, powerful, almighty. The idea of God coming down and mingling with us as one of the village people, they can't conceive of that.
Ir jie negali suvokti, kad Dievas gali apsireikšti vieno tarp mūsų kaimo gyventojų.
But actually, it's not difficult to understand.
Bet iš tikrųjų, tai nėra taip sunku suvokti.
Srila Prabhupada gives the example of the Prime Minister of England.
Srila Prabhupada pateikia tokį pavyzdį su premjerministru Anglijos.
His name was Prime Minister Gladstone.
To premjerministro vardas buvo Gladstone.
During the reign of Queen Victoria.
Kada buvo dar karalienė Victoria.
At that time, the British Empire was all over the world, a very, very powerful empire.
Tuo metu Britų imperija buvo labai galinga, jinai buvo pasklidus po visą pasaulį.
They used to say, the sun never sets on the British Empire.
Ir būdavo toks pasakymas, kad Britų imperija saulė niekada nesileidžia.
But they committed so many offenses against the deities of India.
Bet jie padarė tiek daug įžeidimų prieš dievybės Indijoje.
And now it's just the opposite. The sun never rises in the British Empire. I was there in Britain for a whole week. I never saw the sun the whole time. But anyway, this prime minister, he was very powerful. Prime Minister Gladstone. So, one big, big, important man, he had a meeting with Prime Minister Gladstone.
Ir vienas toksai žmogus turėjo labai svarbų susitikimą su Gladstone.
So he was waiting in the just outside Prime Minister's office.
Ir jisai laukė už to premier ministro durų.
And it was very late. He was wondering, what's going on? I have my appointment, but that was 20 minutes ago, it was 30 minutes ago, what's happening?
Bet jau laikas bėgo ir buvo vėlų ir kas čia atsitiko ir mąstė tasai žmogus, kodėl aš nepriimamas.
In those days they didn't have wristwatches, they had pocket watches. He kept pulling out his pocket watch to check the time.
Tuo metu jie neturėjo laikrodžio ant rankų, jie iš kišenės išsitraukdavo tokį laikrodį ir pasižiūrėdavo.
And finally his curiosity just got the best of him. He had to see what was going on in that office.
It is taip jau buvo nekantrus, kad jis sugalvojo, kad reikia pasižiūrėti, kas čia vyksta pas jį biure.
So it was one of those old-fashioned type of keyholes where you could see through the keyhole, you know, through the door.
Ir tada dar buvo tos senos stiliaus spynos, per kurių rakto skylutę jis galėtų pasižiūrėti.
So he got down on his knees and he looked through that keyhole.
Ir jis priėjo prie durų ir pradėjo žiūrėti pro tą skylutę.
What's going on in Prime Minister Gladstone's office?
Kas ten darosi pas to premier ministro Gladstone'o biure?
Why is he not seeing me?
Kodėl jis neišeina susitikti su manim?
And you know what he saw?
Ir žinot, ką jis ten pamatė?
Prime Minister Gladstone was crawling around on his knees and his hands.
Jis pamatė, kad tas premier ministras Gladstone'as ropojant keturių kojant savo kelių rankų.
And his little grandson was sitting on his back.
O jo mažas anukas sėdi jam ant kupros.
The grandson was going, giddy up, like you direct a horse, you know.
Ir įsakinėja jam. Hop, hop.
So the man knew, well, this is more important. The grandson playing horse for his grandson is more important than him than managing the British Empire.
Ir tas svarbus asmuo labai nusistebėjo, kaip čia dabar jam svarbiau žaisti su tuo anūku, negu tvarkyti visos Britų imperijos reikalus.
So if even for an ordinary man, you see.
Taigi jūs galite suprasti, kad netgi paprastam žmogui.
He would rather be the horse for his grandson than be the big, big manager of the whole worldwide British Empire.
Negu valdyti visą Britų imperiją.
We can understand that same nature is there in God.
Taigi mes galim suprasti, kad tokia pat prigimtis yra ir pas Dievą.
Even though Krishna is the big, big manager of the whole existence.
Žiūrinti tai, kad Krishna yra pas didžiausias vadybininkas, menedžeris visos egzistencijos.
He finds management to be rather boring, you see.
Jisai jam visos...
Just like even in our ISKCON.
Valdymas yra tiesiog įkyrus.
Our managers would rather be out preaching than doing the managing work.
Ir mūsų ISKCONė, mūsų menedžeriai, vadybininkai, verčiau norėtų eiti ir pamokslauti.
So Krishna, he, instead of staying as a big, big manager, he likes to come down, he likes to come to Vrindavan village.
Taigi, vietoj to, kad pasilikti didžiulį valdytoj, Krishna mėgsta nusileisti Vrindavaną.
And put his devotees under the spell of Yoga Maya.
Vrindavanos kaimą ir visus tenais patalpinti į Yoga Mayos būseną.
So that they do not remember that Krishna is the Supreme Lord.
Kad jie neatsimintų, kad Krishna yra aukščiausias dievas mu.
They just think he's one of the cowherd boys, you see.
Ir jie galvoja, kad Krishna yra vienas iš piemenukų.
He's just one of us.
Vienas iš mūsų.
And they have so many pastimes playing with Krishna as a cowherd boy.
Ir jie turi ten tiek daugybę įvairiausių lilų žaidimų su Krishna.
They will go every day into the forest to herd the cows, the calves, I mean to say, the calves, yes.
Jie visada išeidavo ryte į mišką, kad ganytų viršelius.
And every boy will have his lunch bag packed by his mother.
Ir kiekvienas berniukas, piemenukas turėjo maišelį, kuriame buvo mamos pagamintas maistas įdėtas.
So sometimes one boy, he will steal the lunch from another boy.
Ir kartais vienas berniukas pavogdavo tą ryšulį.
And when the boy comes running to get his lunch back, he tosses it to another boy.
Ir kada tas norėdavo pasivyti, tai šitą maišelį permestavo kitam.
He tosses it to another boy.
Kitas dar kitam.
So in this way, Krishna participates in all of these boyhood pastimes.
Ir Krishna taip dalyvaudavo su visais tais berniukais kartu.
And then at night he goes to the bushes and plays the flute and attracts the gopis.
Piemenukų žaidimuose. O kada jisai nueidavo į miškelį ir ten grodavo fleitą, kad patrauktų gopis.
You wonder, when does Krishna get time to sleep?
Ir galima klausti, kada į Krishna miega.
In the day he's with the boys and with the night he's with the girls.
Dieną jisai su berniukais, o naktį jisai su piemenaitėm.
Krishna doesn't have a material body like ours that even requires sleep.
Bet Krishna neturi materialaus kūno, kaip mes, jam nereikia miegoti.
He's all powerful.
Jisai visagalis.
So, he has all these amazing pastimes.
Ir tokiu būdu jisai apreikždavo savo nuostabiausių žaidimų.
Or everyone is just completely amazed by him, you see.
Ir kiekvienas buvo labai patrauktas jo.
Just like back in the 60s, we had, when I was a young lad, we had what was known as Beatle Mania.
Kaip 60-tų pradžioje, aš ir visi kiti mes turėjom tą vadinamą Beatle Mania, Beatles Mania.
The young girls were going mad over the Beatles.
Jaunas merginos tiesiog eidavo iš proto dėl Beatles.
I remember coming home from the school on the bus and hearing all the girls talking.
Aš pamenu, grįždavau autobusu namo ir girdėdavau, kaip autobuse ten merginos kalbasi.
They would say, which one do you like better? I like John.
Ir viena klausdavo kitos, kurį tu labiau mėgsti, aš tai tą Johną mėgsti.
Another one saying, I like George the best.
Aš tai George'ą, man George'as labiau.
They'd be debating, no, Ringo is the coolest one of them all.
Ir jos toliau diskutuodavo, ne Ringo geriausias.
It was just nothing but talking about the Beatles. The whole bus ride, all you could hear was Beatles, 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 Beatles.
Ir visas autobusas praktiškai kalbėjo apie Beatles, 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 Beatles.
So this is just a tiny sample of the Krishna mania that goes on in Goloka Vrindavan.
Taigi toksai labai mažas pavyzdėlis, kokia vyksta Krishna mania.
Everyone is simply talking about Krishna.
Goloka Vrindavanoje visi ten kalba apie Krishna.
Do you know what Krishna said this morning?
Ar jūs žinote, ką Krishna pasakė šiandien?
Do you know what Mother Jasoda packed in Krishna's lunch bag today? Krishna gave me one of the sweets from his lunch bag. Krishna gave me one of the sweets from his lunch bag.
Krishna davė man vieną saldumyną iš savo.
And it was so. And it was so delicious.
Ir tai buvo taip skanu.
And then we walked a little bit further down the road. And then we walked, me and Krishna and the other boys, we walked a little further down the road. And there was a huge demon. And Krishna killed him. They would come home and tell their mother, Mataji, Mataji.
The
most amazing thing happened in Vrindavan Forest. Mataji,
toks dalykas atsitiko miške Vrindavano.
And the mothers, they would laugh, all these children, they make up so many wild stories about Krishna. Why are they so carried away by Krishna? He's just an ordinary boy. So in this way, all these amazing pastimes are going on in
Vrindavan.
And now we, each and every one of us who have taken shelter of Prabhupada's movement, we have a special pass that will enable us to go and participate in the Vrindavan Leela. Srila Prabhupada is a Vrijabasi. He's a member of Krishna's eternal pastimes in the spiritual world. And he came here to give us a special pass that we can also go and be in those pastimes. Do you know what is that pass? It is called Krishna consciousness. If you will develop this thing known as Krishna consciousness, if you will put your full faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and I'm his eternal servant, and therefore I want to do everything for him. I want that my every thought, my every word spoken by the mouth, my every deed performed, in all times, all places, in all circumstances, will be for the pleasure of Krishna, then Krishna will very kindly grant me that path. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Chapter number 4. Janma karma chame devyang yomang beti tatvataha chaktva dehang punar janma naitimam eti sorjana. One who remembers the transcendental nature of my appearance and my activities,
mano atėjimo ir mano žaidimo,
does not, upon leaving his body,
palikdamas savo kūną,
take his birth again in this material world.
Jis negims materialiam pasaulyje.
He attains to my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
Bet jis pasieks mano amžiną buveinę, O Arjuna.
So this is a promise given by Krishna.
Taigi toks pažadas yra duotas Krishnos.
This is the pass given by Krishna.
Taigi tai,
all you have to do is follow Krishna's instructions. You have to remember the transcendental nature of Krishna's activities. That's all you have to do. All you have, you say, well, I don't have to follow the regulated principles. I don't have to chant japa. All I have to do is remember the transcendental nature of Krishna's activities.
Now,
before you get off on the wrong track, let me tell you this.
But jeigu jūs iš
because we are contaminated
by
millions of lifetimes of serving our senses,
dėl milijonus gyvenimų tarnaujant savo jausmams.
We require some reformatory methods to bring our consciousness back to be able to remember Krishna
24 hours.
Therefore, Srila Prabhupada has ordered us that we must chant at least 16 rounds of Hare Krishna mantra on japa beads every day. And we must follow the regulated principles. No illicit sex. No intoxication. No meat eating. And no gambling. If you will take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, and you will follow these regulative principles, your senses will become purified. Your mind will become purified. And your intelligence will also become purified. And in this purified state, you will be able to absorb yourself in Krishna Lila Smaranam. Krishna Guna Smaranam. Krishna Seva Smaranam. Etc. 24 hours a day. And this will enable you to achieve Krishna's transcendental abode upon leaving the body. So, now I can ask if there's any questions.
Shrivadeva, in the beginning you told us a story how that Muni, he lifted the mountain of the Govardhan. Did he accomplish that by his own strength or somebody helped him?
I mean, lifting Palastya Muni?
Yeah, by his own strength or?
Klausimas yra, ar, kaip jūs minėjote, paskaitos pradžioje Palastya Munis pakėlė Govardanos kalną ir nešėsi. Ar jis tai padarė vien tik tai savo jėgų dėka?
Can we do anything on our own?
Ar mes galime ką nors patys nuveikti?
We can't even blink our eyes on our own.
Mes patys netgi sumirkčioti negalime.
Everything we're doing is by the power of God.
Viską, ką mes darome, tai yra Dievo galios dėka.
So, it was only by the power of God that he could lift them up.
Taigi, jisai Dievo malonę galėjo pakelti Govardhaną.
Ultimately, we're all dependent on God for everything, Krishna.
Galiausiai mes visi priklausome dėl visko nuo Krishnos.
Isn't it a fact?
Factors.
Any other question?
Can you explain more about
Narayan Maharaj?
Yeah, I think
on a festive day like today? Let's not, I mean, this is supposed to be a joyous occasion. Somebody who's offensive towards Srila Prabhupada, who's not even qualified to be, who was told by his own spiritual master not to initiate disciples. I don't even want to talk about him tonight. Yeah.
How it happened that such a elevated personality like Lord Indra misunderstood and
what did he do?
Misunderstood, could not understand that Krishna, his supreme personality.
Oh, Indra.
And actually send death to the Vrajavasis. Such a horrible
How
thing.
Could Indra... Well, this is the... This is a great lesson. Actually, Indra is polluted by the desire to lord it over. He's not completely pure devotee.
Taigi, tame yra tokia pamoka, kad netgi Indra, jisai vis tik turėjo norą valdyti pasaulį.
The demigods are great devotees, but they're still polluted by the desire to lord it over. That's why they're a demigod.
Pusdieviai yra didžios asmenybės, bet vis tik jie yra užterti materialių troškimų.
Indra has, and many times he's overpowered. Also, he's famous for being lusty as well, very lusty.
Indra taip pat jis yra žinomas kaip labai geismingas.
So he's not a pure devotee.
Jis nėra tyras atsidavęs.
But he's very fortunate that he got Krishna's association.
Bet jisai buvo labai sėkmingas, nes gavo Krishnos bendravimą su Krishna.
I'm sure that purified him a lot.
Ir tikiu, kad jį tai labai apvalė.
Question? Yeah.
Kaip čia yra, jeigu Govardano Lidoj Govardanai aukojo prasadą, čia mes dabar per šventę, kiek aš atsimu iš praeito karto, patys valgom Govardano.
How it is that on a Govardhan puja originally was offered a lot of food to Govardhan, but when we celebrating, at least as I remember, we actually eating the Govardhan itself.
Yes.
They.
So, actually it's prasadam in the shape of Govardhan.
Iš tikrųjų, tai yra prasadas Madonė Govardhano formoje.
But Govardhan mercifully manifests himself in that prasadam. That's his great kindness.
Tai yra tokia didžiulė jo Madonė, kad jis tokiu apsireiškia kaip prasadu.
Of course, in many ISKCON temples, they actually have a Govardhan Shila there at the temple.
Žinoma, daugelis iskono šventyklų turi Govardhanas šilas.
It's like in our Houston temple, they have a huge Govardhan Shila, that big, huge Shila.
Kaip pavyzdžiui, Houstono šventyklė, va tokio labai didžio, labai didelė Govardhano Shila.
But that's not necessary for us to get that here.
Bet tai nėra taip būtina, pavyzdžiui, turėti čia.
Govardhan very kindly manifests in the form of the Prasadam Hill, and then he agrees also to be honored. That's his kindness.
Tai yra jo tokia malonė, kad jis sutinka apsireikšti kaip prasado kalnas ir sutinka, kad jį jūs paskiau suvalgėte.
In Vrindavan also they make a huge hill, Govardhan Prasadam.
Vrindavane taip pat ten yra pagaminamas toksai.
And then they had to put a fence around it, actually, and they have guards there. Security guards.
Govardhanas prasadas ir jie aptveria jį ir saugo netgi apsaugos darbuotojai.
So the people don't rush in and just start grabbing me.
Kad žmonės negalėtų ten prieiti, pribėgti ir suvalgyti.
But then when they actually come to distributing the hill, people go crazy over the hill.
Bet kada ten jis pradamas dalinti, mėtomas, ten žmonės tiesiog krautis.
So this is Govardhan's mercy. He appears here and then he lets himself to be honored also.
Jis apsireiškia čia, o po to sutinka, kad jūs jį suvalgytumėte.
Yes.
Ką garbina Vrindavano gyventojai, nes kaip jie ir nežino, kad Krišna yra aukščiausias dievo asmo, jie kaip jį laiko vienu iš jųjų, tuo pačiu jie kaip ir Krišna pamokslavo kaip ateizmą, galima pagalvoti, kad jie ateistai, o bet iš kitos pusės ir iš to paskamo jie ir pusdėvių neturėtų garbinti.
So what actually worshipping the Vrajavasis, because they Krishna tried to explain them atheism, and it appears that maybe they are atheists. They were worshipping Indra, but it is also they shouldn't worship the demigods. So, whom they are worshipping?
They were worshipping Indra every year.
Jie garbindavo Indrą kiekvienais metais.
So Krishna put a stop to it.
O Krishna tai sustabdė.
They should worship Govardhan instead.
Ir kad jie garbintų Govardhaną.
And so ever since then they've been worshipping Govardhan.
Nuo tada jie garbina Govardhaną.
Pakomentuotų patį savoką transcendentinis, nes iš tikrųjų daug tose knygose jis naudojamas tas žodis, bet tai yra labai plati savoka.
Yes, transcendental means beyond this material world.
Transcendentinis reiškia anapus materialaus pasaulio.
This material world is conducted under the influence of the three modes of material nature.
Nes šis materialus pasaulis yra trijų materialios gamtos gunų įtakoje.
Sattvagun, Rajagun, Tamagun.
Sattvagunas, Rajagunas ir Tamagunas.
Goodness, passion and ignorance. So one who becomes completely liberated from the influence of sattvagun, rajagun, tamagun, he is transcendentally situated. Such a person is no longer forced to remain in the cycle of birth and death.
Tokia asmenybė nėra daugiau priverčiama gimti ir mirti šitame rate.
Galbūt tada galėtų paaiškinti, kaip tada jaustis, sakykime, žmogui, kuris atlieka kažkokią administracinę veiklą, kad ne jis yra kontroliuotojas, o kaip jam, kad jam reikėtų tokios pamokos praeit, kaip jam pamatyti, kad jis yra priklausomas nuo viešpaties. Kaip gauti matymą, kad nesi kontrolierius?
You tell me without the microphone.
Get the vision that I am not the controller.
Yeah. How to get the vision that I'm not the controller?
Kaip gauti matymą, kad aš nesu kontroliuotojas?
Well, the more you can read Bhagavad Gita,
jūs turėtume daugiau skaityti Bhagavad Gita,
and the more you apply the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita,
ir daugiau pritaikyti jos pamokymus,
you will gain stronger and stronger gyan and vigyan that you are not the controller.
Ir jūs įgysite vis stipresnį tiek gyaną, tiek vigyaną, kad jūs nesate šitas.
Actually, it's common sense.
Iš tikrųjų, tai yra tokia sveika nuovoka.
How you can be the controller?
Kaipgi jūs galite būti kontroliuotojas?
Do you want to get old?
Ar jūs norite senti, pavyzdžiui?
But yet you are forced to get old.
Bet jūs esat priverstas senėti.
So how you can think you're in control of, you are under the influence of forces which are stronger than you. So instead of foolishly thinking you're the controller, you should understand I am not the controller. Krishna is the ultimate controller.
Krishna yra galiausiai galutinis kontroliuotojas.
To understand it by acting and getting the results.
Yes, if you will. Oh yeah, let everyone hear.
Yeah, so by devotee wanted to confirm. So by doing the activities and getting the result, we can escape this understanding that I am the controller.
Any other questions?
Nes girdėjau iš kitų mokinių, kurie buvo prie Govardhanos kalvos. Jie sakydavo, kad norint paimti iš Govardhanos kalvos, kai čia vieną akmenį, reikia vietoj jos padėti tiek pat aukso, kiek sveria tas akmuo. Ar tai tiesa?
I'll tell you, wait.
Dear Guru, I have heard from other devotees that once he wants to take a stone from the Govardhana hill, he has to leave in exchange the same amount, the same weight of gold. Is it true?
So the question is, do you have to leave the same weight of gold as if you take a Govardhan Shila? He's asking, is that true? The real thing is you should get permission from your spiritual master. That's all. And right now, I'm not giving permission.
Iš tikrųjų, tai atsakymas būtų tos, kad reikia gauti tiesiog dvasinio mokto leidimą. Šiuo metu aš jo neduodu.
Prabhupada never told the devotees that everybody should go to Govardhan and grab a stone and start worshipping. Prabhupada never told us to do that.
Prabhupada niekada nemokė mūsų, kad kiekvienas turi nuvykti prie Govardhano ir ten paimti po akmenuką ir garbinti.
Sometimes devotees may go and do that, but they don't properly worship the Govardhan Shila. So that's apara.
Kartais atsidavę nukeliavo ten ir paima tą akmenuką, bet netinkamai garbina.
So I just wanted to make a little announcement.
Taigi aš noriu dabar padaryti mažą pranešimą.
That there are now two devotees who are they've taken the pranam mantra exam. They have passed by Harikatha Prabhu has given them the exam. They've passed the exam successfully.
Yra du atsidavę, kurie praėjo pranama mantros klausimus testą.
So tonight they will get pranam mantra on this auspicious day. These devotees can stand up at Devadas and Raimandas.
Let's
stand up. Stand up. I only have one garland, so I don't know what to do.
They come together
and I'll put one. That's like marriage, though. I can't do that. That's not proper. That would be like a marriage. They're not married. I can't do that. But here, you wear this for a while, then give it to him. Offer your obeisance. Offer your obeisances to your spiritual man. Okay, so we thank you all very much for coming tonight for this wonderful, joyous occasion of Govardhan Puja. Now we will continue with the festivities.
Mes tęsime toliau šventę.